that if she had such an army, it would not be of the slightest use to her. For the conscript armies in which Europe still so largely believes are only of use against conscript armies and adversaries who will consent to play the rules of the German war game. They are, if we choose to determine they shall be, if we choose to deal with them as they should be dealt with, as out of date as a Roman legion or a Zulu impi. Now, first, as to the impossibility of getting our great army into existence. All those people who write and talk so glibly in favour of conscription seem to forget that to take a common man, and more particularly a townsman, clap him into a uniform and put a rifle in his hand does not make a soldier. He has to be taught not only the use of his weapons, but the methods of a strange and unfamiliar life out of doors. He has to be not simply drilled, but accustomed to the difficult modern necessities of open order fighting, of taking cover, of entrenchment, and he has to have created within him, so that it will stand the shock of seeing men killed around about him, confidence in himself, in his officers, and the methods and weapons of his side. Body, mind, and imagination have all to be trained, and they need trainers. The conversion of 1,000 citizens into anything better than a sheep-like militia demands the enthusiastic...